What's up, everybody? It's Jeffrey Lyles welcoming you to another edition of Lyles Movie Files. Joining me as always, little brother Jace. Roshan, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Outstanding. And 80s kid, no need for a question. Chief is here. Chief, what's going on?
What's going on, man? And Chief always for, is that for me always? Like, and Chief? is that what it's always like? What's up, Jeff? And the Chief? Is he coming? Yeah, the Chief is here, man. I'm here, man.
Chief is in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the building, man.
James Green's here. What's good, Wednesday Night Moon?
What's up? Come on, it is.
Snake Eyes.
Oh, no, Snake
Eyes. Snake Eyes.
Hey, who's that with you?
Is that Bailey?
Yeah, that's Bailey, man.
What's up, Jamelin? I'm here. And so is Jace.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, Jace. You know what I mean? After Child, Snake Eyes, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, After? All right, so. This week,
hey, Fox, what's up, baby?
So this past week, this is a movie I thought was coming on Amazon Prime like weeks ago, but it finally dropped. Roadhouse, the remake. Enough to call it remake. It was a modern update of Roadhouse. Chief,
yes, sir.
Jace, did you see it?
No, I was watching some other stuff. I didn't get to that one.
You was watching Corn, but with a P.
No, I was watching. I went and watched Dune 2. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your verdict?
Dune 2 was really good.
Oh, okay.
It was really good. I'm definitely. Really? Yeah. I mean, if you are a fan of Star Wars. You can see, this is where they took some of that from in Star Wars, but it's really good, really well executed.
Mm. He's not talking about the lighting for you, Chief. That's just for you.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? I appreciate it. I appreciate you just saying straight up, did you like it or not? Whether the director's cameras were, the angles were right, you know what I mean? Was the lighting good? He was like, yo, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. That's something I can understand.
What would you give it on the Chief scale?
On the Chief scale, I give it a strong 7.
Of course, popcorn. You know?
Yeah, and I actually have the receipts this time, so I'm like, I wasn't that far off when I said how much that movie going to that theater cost.
Strong 7.
Was it legit $100?
It would be 70. Tickets were $35.
$35 for what?
Movie tickets. Two people.
To where?
To go see a movie.
What movie theater?
One in Tyson's. It's a great theater.
Man. Oh, you went to Tyson's. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to start going to Rivertown again. Whoa. You may not hear the movie, and you may not make it out alive. Is that $20?
Is that a sound effect, or is that, should I be worried?
It's real. Well, in Rivertown, it's never a sound effect. But I paid $7.
Why are there gunshots in this movie?
Yeah.
Gunshots in the background. Yeah.
My man, so $70 for two people.
I mean, it was for two people was $35. Then you get any kind of snacks after that's the next $40. So
she don't carry the big bag?
No. I mean, you got reclining seats. You can't be that obvious.
Dude, let me tell you something. Get you a big bag. You know what I mean? Or get you a man bag.
Do not judge my purse, okay?
You know what I mean? Shoot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, man.
But I mean, again, the good thing is, we made sure we saw it in 4K. And you're like, okay, this is, if you're going to spend money to go see a movie in theaters, I think this is one definitely worth spending.
All right. Well, for those of us who do not have $80 to blow at movie theaters, we watched Roadhouse this weekend. Yeah, Jalen, I got to see the movies of the backpack before. I mean, pockets can hold soda cans.
Yeah.
So Chief, we watched Roadhouse, Jake Gyllenhaal, doing Jake Gyllenhaal things. I feel like he is the anti-Mark Wahlberg. because I watched Jake in different things. He can actually become different characters. And I know there's rumors swirling around about maybe he's a choice, a favorite to play Batman in the James Gunn, Peter Safran, DC Universe. So I don't know if you ever do this when a name pops up and you start going, you watch the movie, the latest action movie or whatever, drama for a dramatic role and go, hey, I can't see this character. I can't see this guy playing this role. Or you know what? I can see it. So what did you think, not necessarily in the context of him being Batman, but what did you think about Jake Gyllenhaal doing his thing in this one?
Yeah, I thought it was good, man. But in the context, too short for Batman. But in this movie here, he was, it was a good movie, man. It was, I thought he did a good job, man. Has, I think the movie accomplished what it was supposed to accomplish. In that framework of what the movie was, he worked well. It was just, you know, I don't think nobody took themselves too serious in the movie. And when you watch the movie, don't take the movie serious. Like, it's just, you know, if you go in thinking Patrick Swayze, old Roadhouse, it's going to mess you up. You got to come in thinking it's almost, it's comedic action in a way, and you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. I see you rolling your eyes, Jason.
No, I was gonna say, when you say comedic role, comedic, are you action? Are you thinking more? Is this, should I be worried? This is more what was it? Fall Guy's gonna look like?
No, I don't know. I just think some of the characters were over the top, like the action, the dialogue between beatings or in the midst of beatings were, you know, some funny stuff going on. Like, it wasn't a serious movie. Like, that Patrick Swayze, the first one, was serious. You know what I mean?
You watched that lately?
Yeah,
I watched a clip
about a year ago.
I watched the trailer, and I felt like it was not, maybe it was 80 serious, but I didn't feel like it was serious from watching the trailer again, writing my review of the new one.
You talking about the 80s one? Was the 81 serious?
Yeah,
I felt like the 80s one was serious, man. I mean, a lot of serious things was happening in that movie where this movie kind of blew that seriousness off. I felt like, because, you know, he came to the bar, like, in the movie, you know, she didn't really greet him in a sense. She kind of just looked down. She went in there. She was like, you know, kick his ass. You know, she was kind of more or less a playful character in a sense. Like, the old bar owner, he was serious. People, you know, the patrons were, the dudes he sent to the bar were serious guys. Like, there wasn't a lot of jokes between them. I felt like this was more jokey in a sense as far as the fight scenes. I thought Conor McGregor was kind of he was kind of like I don't know, like a character. He was like a guy who plays a guy who's a guy. You know what I mean? He was just kind of over the top with his acting, and probably his first acting job. I don't know if that's how he meant to come off, but that's how he did. He was just extreme. You know what I mean?
Extreme.
Yeah. So, but I thought, like I said, I went in, when I first saw the first opening scene, I knew that the switch off and go more relaxed with the way I viewed it. And I enjoyed it that way.
James Green says it was a great brawler movie.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it reminded me of an 80s action movie where the hero is spouting off a few quips. Mm-hmm. He's the coolest dude in the whole thing. The bad guy is so over the top. When you think of those great 80s movies, you think of the big obnoxious bully heel bad guy. And Conor McGregor is like that in real life. So him playing an exaggerated role on the big screen, or, you know, however you're watching your Amazon Prime, it has to be equally bigger and badder and crazier. So I felt like that was an appropriate level up for obnoxious Conor McGregor playing a character in a movie. And Jake Gyllenhaal, he just kind of has this kind of detached, oh, you want me to fight? And I think it worked for this. Like, it's, I don't want you to think it's some comedy action. It's action where the action tends to kind of make you smile or laugh. It's like, oh, shoot, he beat him down. Oh, he thought it was coming at him like that? Nah, son. It's more like that than, oh, this dialogue is so funny, or this dialogue is so corny because it's not as serious as they want it to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Either better was like, where's your bikes? Oh, they're outside. Which one is yours? It's that one. So that, you know what I mean? So it was like kind of, you know, how far is the hospital? About 20, you know, it was just a lot of comedy before the fighting to me. The fighting was serious, but the like I said, the comedy before the fighting was there. I mean, you're going to enjoy the fighting scenes for sure.
Okay. Was it similar to Big Trouble in Little China?
No, it's not like a slapstick
action. Oh, okay.
No.
So there's action, there's quips in there, but it's a throwback kind of movie.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like watching a James Bond movie. If Bond had no gadgets, there was no women for him to holler at, and he was fighting just dudes, and he would go, well, that's, oh, he took a, looks like he really fell for me after throwing somebody off a rooftop.
Okay.
Cool. It's kind of like that. Not an Austin Powers action comedy.
Okay.
What up, Blake?
What's going on, Blake?
What up, Blizzy?
So, it's a lot of fun. I think it's like 2 hours, but it didn't feel that long. I'm trying to remember her name, and I don't want to butcher it. Rat Catcher from
Suicide Squad.
Yes. She is the romantic lead in this one. And I thought she did a good job on that end, too. I thought it was fun. Definitely don't need to take it serious. You just kind of kick back. Daniela Melchior. Yeah, I'm sure I butchered your last name. But it was cool. And
it ended different.
Yeah. Definitely ended in a way it was like, you know what? I bet y'all could do more of these if you wanted. So
okay.
Hopefully I wouldn't be upset if they kept it going.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder now, the director's going to be mad since he didn't know that the movie was going to stream. He's like, wait, I didn't read the contract? What happened?
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, I don't really know if that matters so much, but yeah. And speaking of all kinds of wild and wacky stuff, let's go into the Aaron Taylor Johnson. Looks like he's going to be the favorite, if he's not already locked in and confirmed, to be the new James Bond. Thoughts?
I mean, from after watching Bullet Train, he was able to go kind of head to head with Brad Pitt in terms of charisma. I thought he was good as Quicksilver. Yes, I think that could work. Is he actually British? I definitely do not know the answer.
Does that matter?
That's the base level. James Bond has to be British. It can't be Felix from CIA. He's got to be James Bond from MI6.
Okay, I didn't realize that was the requirement for you. Happen to know he's from High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire, England.
All right, so the accent will come back out since he's now playing James Bond. Okay. Yeah. I mean, and the good thing you complain about this a lot. It's like you can have romantic interests that are like, okay, this makes sense versus the Roger Dalton and at the end.
Definitely not Roger Dalton.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roger Moore. Roger Moore at the end of his run. And
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
Gosh, that girl looked like she was his daughter.
It's like I know we had some tragedy, but I don't really think this can hold this a real conversation more than 20 minutes.
Yeah. So Pierce Brosnan was on the Ray Darcy show and said, I think the man has the chops and the talent and the charisma to play Bond. Very much so. So, yes, I read the news about his possibilities of being a Bond. So I would definitely tip my hat to the fellow. George Lazenby actually said, hey, Aaron can handle the stunts and all the ladies who love a man in a tux. Should be true to himself and reinvent the role to fit him. It was interesting they talked to George Lazenby.
Because George, again, George Lazenby has one of the best Bonds. It's
absolutely.
It back when everybody Sean Connery's bought as Bond. It's like, yeah, I get that. But George Lazenby is in top, at least top five Bond. So you have to, hey.
Just off on the side there.
Yeah, we love Sean Connery, but this is a great Bond movie, and he did this role, so he shouldn't be taken out. I mean, we had to move him, but he still counts as a Bond.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your top five Bond films in? No particular order. You just say five.
GoldenEye, Skyfall, Casino Royale. Gosh, the song, not Living Daylights, View to a Kill. I don't care what that movie was. The soundtrack just made it. And Dr. No.
Chief, you look puzzled. Do you not have a top three Bond films that you like?
No, I mean, I'm not puzzled. I'm just listening to my guy's films there. I mean,
it sounds like judging.
And it also didn't sound like you mentioned on Her Majesty's Secret Service, but okay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's what, George Lasseter?
That's the one with George.
That's the one he did? Probably you would. Dr. No. Goldfinger. Was that with Sean Connery? What's the joint with Maud? He was over in India.
Octopussy.
Moonraker.
Wait, Moonraker, is that the one where they go in space?
Yeah. Yeah. I was young when I saw it. I enjoyed the movie.
I understand.
I think that's your view too.
When did Moonraker come out?
It was after Star Wars.
But I'm just saying it's in the 80s, right? Because it had Jaws in it. Matter of fact, I think that's the one that Mike Myers spoofed. Moonraker.
Yeah, probably more so than I am.
Yeah. And the Bond movie with when he fell in love with Shorty. Isn't that the one where they put him in the chair with the hole in the chair?
Casino Royale, yeah.
And yeah, so those are my, yeah. So, because he spent like the next two movies looking for the Shorty.
That's the Ava Green bump right there.
Ava Green. And that right there, those are probably my favorite ones. I liked the Roger Moore was, you know, Roger Moore and Sean Connery were my favorite. I liked Daniel Craig one. I didn't love Pierce Brosnan. I didn't love him.
Did you not like him as Bond, or did you like not like?
I didn't love the movies. They were okay. But I remember they was trying to hype him. Oh, Halle Berry's in this one, you know. And then, okay, she's nice. But then yeah, the movie was trash.
I don't care. I'm just going to say, I don't care what the movie was. Blah, 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 that movie.
Yeah, that's how it usually is, man. But I just, you know, it wasn't a good movie. It was okay. It was kind of trashy. The one with Grace Jones.
View to a Kill.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny because my man was in it, Christopher Walken,
mm-hmm.
And then Grace Jones, and I always got a picture of her pumping on that thing after my man betrayed her, and then boom. So, but yeah, man. So I never loved Pierce, man. I'm sorry, Pierce. I mean, I like you as an actor.
I just, what about GoldenEye?
Who was in that? Who was?
Yeah, it was
Pierce. That's his first one.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Not with Sean Bean.
I'm okay without. I'm okay without Pierce Brosnan Bond movies.
I mean, I think his.
Who's judging now, right?
Oh yeah, I'm judging.
I am. I'm putting on my judge hat and cloak
it on my, you know, my.
We didn't have company. I tell you both where you could go.
To the basement. I mean, watch it. I will.
Yeah, because Pierce Brosnan, I think, was it the second one with Denise Richards? World Is Not Enough. A had one of the best theme songs. And if you just switch the cast, that movie probably works a whole lot better. But
hold on. Hello? Yeah, they're judging movies based on the theme song now. Yeah. And that is good if just if they like the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. How'd you like Rent? I love that soundtrack.
Okay. Once you got in the movie. It was okay. You hear GoldenEye, it's like, oh, okay, this is big game. This is actually means something. Okay, I mean, yeah, like that would assess the tone for some of these movies. If you talk about what is it, Octopussy, it's
Was it really? Because I'm probably imagining you as a child loving it. Now as an adult, you're reaching out your judging finger and you're pointing at stuff like some jerk. You know what I mean? The both of you are movie snobs. And I don't know if the panel knows this, but that's true about the two of you. So we were never kids. We were always in our 40s loving movies this way. You loved Octopussy when you saw it. Get out of here.
If you say, again, I've recently watched Moonraker. That's an interesting movie. I'll say that. I'm not going to crap on your movie. I watched that one again. It's very interesting.
Hey, Jamie, I might give you the 25 joint, but I mean, listen, yeah, snobs. The movie soundtrack made the movie. When does that happen? When does the movie soundtrack make the movie?
Les Mis, Hamilton,
Batman,
Party Man,
Prince, when
is Party Man
make the movie.
Did the Batman soundtrack make that movie better?
It helped. I mean, I would have liked the movie.
All right, man. Listen, okay. This is my final Lyle's Movie Files, everyone. I want to let you know that I appreciate being here with y'all. Because let me tell you something. I don't know what they're on. Whatever they're smoking, they did not share it with me. Because I've never liked it because of the soundtrack.
Okay. What Blake says down there?
Yeah. I mean, unless you're talking about a musical, I can't co-sign with you on that one.
All right. Well,
sorry. Unless it's musical. All right. So I was checking through to make sure I had my right Roger Moore. So I'm going to go with him first. The Spy Who Loved Me. That's my, and again, not in any particular order. GoldenEye.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Skyfall. I thought that was in snobby movie critic voice. One of the best shot James Bond films in history. The cinematography was superb and exquisite. But really like that, and Adele's theme song for you, Jace, really great too.
That was awesome.
All right, I'm going to go with Honor Majesty's Secret Service so I don't forget it like other people on this discussion. And it's not the weekend. So which Connery one, for the sake of keeping this diverse, do I want to go with? Maybe Goldfinger. I kind of like Thunderball, though. It was so good they remade it. So I guess I'm going to go with Thunderball because that was really fun. The underwater action was great. Especially for the time. Excuse me. So that's where I would go.
Man with the Golden Gun, was that
thank
just...
You. Thank you, man. Sometimes you got to check these two, man. They get off the path with their movie critique, man. They forget we were 10 years old when those movies came out.
You speak for the common man. All right.
Thank you. The common man needs a voice. That's right, man. Me nor baby head for that corner.
Yeah. Exactly, Jamie. I mean, and from watching View to a Kill first, then you watching Thunderbolt, I was like, they just ripped off Thunderbolt. View to a Kill? Sorry.
Yeah.
Never Say Never was just like a poor man's older version of Thunderball. And Sean Connery was embarrassingly old. I love that movie when it came out and not knowing any better. But then after I watched Thunderball, I don't know if I want to watch You Two a Kill again. But Fatima Blush, she's one of my favorites of the
movie. Fatima Blush is your greatest lover. I'll have a shot of gin and I'll have a shot of Geritol. he was up there, man.
He was, James.
Listen, man, I'm not gonna knock your Pierce. I just didn't enjoy the Pierce. I grew up on Sean Connery and Roger Moore. So when they introduced the new James Bond, this Pierce, I didn't take to the movies like I did. I was used to that.
I felt like you would have no-sold the Timothy Dalton movies as opposed to Pierce Brosnan.
Timothy Dalton, man. I don't know, man. I had to get some time to get used to even Daniel Craig, and accept him.
Really? You know, his first one was one of his best ones.
That was a good one, man. But still, it was still a new Bond. I was, you know what I mean. Roger had just died somewhere in there. I was feeling some kind of way. And then they brought him out there, man.
His first one was
good, huh?
His first one was great. Quantum of Solace is one of my least favorite of all the Bond films. That was a really poor follow-up to Casino Royale. Then they came through with Skyfall doing a Star Trek thing. And what was his fourth one?
And the last one was garbage. We got to admit that.
It was trash. Absolute trash.
We got to admit
absolute
that.
Trash.
The last one was garbage. Stretcher
was the one before that. Yeah. No Way Out. No Way to Die.
Okay.
Yeah, No Way to Die was the last one.
It was terrible.
Yeah, man. Bond dies? Come on. What are we talking?
It was terrible because it was like the bad guy finally got one up on him. And Craig's Bond never lost enough that it was like, oh, man, this guy really took it here. That one provided a setup for him to really lose it. And like, oh, man, poor Bond. And they're like, well, let's just come on. Snake Eyes has a question for me, but I'm going to put it to all you. Did you see the trailer for Bad Boys 4? Looks like no.
Yeah, I know I saw it.
You didn't sound like you loved
it. She was mad because it took like 8 months for them to film the movie and get it out to theaters.
I'm just, you know, man, you already know how I feel about Will Smith now. I just can't look at him as cool no more. You know what I mean?
What about Mike Lowry? Can you look at him as cool?
No, because Mike Lowry and Will Smith, man, they look too similar. I feel like I'm looking at Will Smith when I see Mike Lowry. And then I remember the things that happens to Mike Lowry in real life. I don't know, man. It looked like Snake Eyes, it looked like a lot of action. And it looks like it would be a lot of fun. So I'm not going to deny that it didn't look action-packed. I'm sorry to see that it looks like they killed off my man, because I always found him hilarious, the captain.
He was killed off in the last one.
Yeah.
Did he kill him in the last one?
Yeah. That was the big stakes of making sure why this one really counts.
Oh, well, that's how much I paid attention to the last one, I guess.
Did you like the last one?
Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2.
And 3.
And then now 3 was 4.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah, nah, man. No. Mm-mm. I ain't gonna do it.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I mean, it looks action packed. So I listen. Go see it. Come back. Tell me what you thought of it, man. I want to know. You know what I mean? It looks like it's fun. You know, Martin Lawrence, they have great chemistry, the two of them. you know, I'm just sick of that crap. I'm sick of Will's crap. Not supporting Will. Will got 400 million and he's a sucker.
Wow. Man, what do you really think? All right, so this weekend, we got Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire coming out. Is anyone excited for this movie?
Yes.
Ah, Chief. So, yeah, it didn't take you too long to get a new Godzilla movie.
I love Godzilla.
What do you think so far on your excitement level?
I'm going to see it. I'm going to be right there, not in the front row, because I hate looking straight up.
Yeah.
But about 15 rows back, dead middle.
First row on that balcony.
Yeah. I'm going to have a big bag, and my Twizzlers, my soda, you know what I mean? And only thing I really want is popcorn, because the butter is delicious. But I'll be there.
I got to tell you, I'm a little worried about it, because they're not allowing for critics to post their reviews yet. And the light murmuring that I'm hearing from some of my critic associates, it's not great. Oh. And normally for something like this, they're like, whatever.
Did they like the Godzilla from, was it 2001?
No, I didn't see Minus One, but I want to see it.
It's not available until freaking May, which just sucks.
See, Blake got the hookup on it.
It was in theaters. Yeah, that'll do it every time. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I understand after the pandemic, let's say 30% of the movie-going population decided, yeah, I'm not doing that again. I got used to 2/3 years of watching movies at home. It needs to be the most amazing spectacle for me to go to the theaters, deal with the people on their phones, people walking, people talking through the whole movie, people bringing in smelly subs because they didn't want to go to the vending stand. So I think they really need to get this stuff out faster and go like 2 months. Or, yeah, 2 months. I mean, how fast was Madam Web in theaters?
A week and?
Huh?
I mean, 3 weeks? I think it really was 3 weeks.
Probably too long. To be honest. Probably too long.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
See, I don't think we got that up here.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
It probably wasn't showing at Tyson's, though.
They probably would have had it. I mean, as big as those that theater is, yeah, they would have definitely had that in 4K. I just missed it.
Absolutely. So, we talked about a Roadhouse, Jace. Let's talk about a show you did watch. X-Men 97, Episode 3. Where you at?
Okay. I'm going to definitely get out of 7 on the Chief scale. I read your review on lousmoviefile.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
I did not remember as much in the comic, but I remember high points, and I thought that was a good summary of Jean Grey and Madeline Pryor and Mr. Sinister and how all of that comes together. And I was trying to remember, like, wait, didn't Jean die? But they took it in a different direction, which I liked. I know some people were saying, oh, Cyclops came off as a sucker, but it's like, hey, I thought I was good, and now I'm finding my whole life has been up, you know, it's turned upside down. I'm not really cool with that. So give me a couple seconds to grieve before I got to put on big leader pants again.
Boy leader pants.
Yeah, I felt Gambit got Gambit's getting the straight sucker award, but I'm laughing at that. Yeah, and it's one of those. I'm really excited to see what happens next week because you guys have built a story. You guys gave me a good story on X-Men. You know, introduction to Goblin Queen, Mr. Sinister. You know, we lost a major character, but you kind of know he's coming back. And some of the stuff that happened in the cliffhanger from last episode is starting to get, hey, we're going to tackle this stuff. So, I mean, it to me is like, I'm definitely there next Wednesday. Sign me up. Good job, X-Men 97.
X-Men 97.
So, I thought they've done a really good job with it, and apparently we're not the only ones who are enjoying it. You know it's doing well because Disney announced that X-Men 97, they announced its viewing numbers. It's hit 4 million views in its first 5 days on Disney Plus. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Okay.
So people are enjoying it and spreading the word, which is very good news for them. Let's see. Views. This is also from the same article. Views for the original 1992 series skyrocketed by 522% since the first look of the show back in February. And it was at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, but someone decided, I need to be a very special magical unicorn. I'm going to be the one to take it down from 100%. And I always feel like you need to pay some mind to those, because it's more a thing of, I'm going to be the outlier. I want everybody to click on my review. Let me check to make sure it's not one of my friends in the movie critic review world before I keep going. Let's see here.
She's not somebody I know. Okay.
Yeah, heard what you talked about. Heard what you said about me. What? Oh, I didn't realize that was you. Oh, let me see here. Where are the critic reviews? There we go. Okay. Let's see. Who decided? I need to see. I need to say this is bad. Yeah. I'm not even going to say your name.
Yeah.
But basically, the quote is similar to other reboots and sequels on Disney Plus. X-Men 97 caters to its intended audience of kids who grew up on the series in the 90s, watched the movies in the O's, aughts, and tens, and are eager for something more in that universe.
So you're saying it caters to the people who like it. I mean, that's really like, please click on my article so I can get some web traffic. Because it's a, hey, if you like the series, you're going to like it. I want to be that outlier. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Come on.
I'm so glad I didn't mention her name. That is the most ridiculous trolling comment. And on Rotten Tomatoes, you choose what quote you want to put in there. Like, you go through your review, like, I'm going, all right, this is good. Maybe people won't read it with this one. You choose it. So that's the one that critic decided to use to say, yeah, this is why the show is bad. Yeah, Jamelyn, the criticism is that it does its job. I mean, like,
there's so many quotes. In my head, so many jokes. This is the car wash cleans my car.
What? I went to the car wash. It cleaned my car. I guess if people want a clean car, they'll probably like this car wash.
You know, it may make your car shine in the sun, but you know. Yeah, come on. I never watched the thing, so I don't enjoy it. I mean, again, you basically said, hey, I'm going in this knowing that I'm going to hate it so I can get these clicks. Because I don't like this subject matter. So I'm going to say it doesn't do the exact same thing it's supposed to do. Like, come on. Lame. Chief just got a smirk.
So dumb. Huh?
So Chief just smirked. Like,
that's, you know, when they send you stuff, Disney will be like, hey, you got the option. I mean, not at the option. It's like, we're delighted to send you these episodes of this series. If you know you're probably not going to like it, you don't have to review it. And Say That Joker is going to appeal to the target audience is a terrible critique.
Yeah.
There's another part that I thought was really interesting, and we've talked about this offline, and I was really interested and thought this was a pretty interesting response here. Worf is, we've seen Worf on the show. and there was a lot of discussion about Morph being considered non-binary. And my entire point when I was talking with Jace was, this show is set in 97. Morph cannot be non-binary, because that would be like, you know, saying 2024 terms in 1992 or 97. Like, hey, the Friends of Humanity should be canceled. Like, that wouldn't make any sense. So voice actor J.P. Karliuk, hopefully I said the last name properly, who is voicing Morph and describes himself as a queer activist, said, Karliuk said, we're not going to hear in the show non-binary. Two things about that. One, as far as I know, we're never going to say the word non-binary, because nobody said the word non-binary in the 90s. It's not that it didn't exist. It was just in no way a mainstream term at the time. Worf's understanding of who he is could equate to what a modern person would say is non-binary, but he just doesn't have the terminology for it. At the same time, they, them wasn't a concept in terms of using it as pronoun, as a pronoun. Mm-hmm. I like that is like the most logical, sensible thing to approach something that people were getting all upset about, raging. It's like, yeah, it didn't exist at the time, so no, don't worry about it. Now, I know if you watch the end credits, you'll see the little bios, and they call Morph they, but you know, they're not mentioned in the show. I guess it doesn't really matter. What do you think about that?
I think that's if the actor had put that out, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. Because, I mean, the good thing is it hasn't hurt the show's viewership, but, you know, people getting up in arms and, you know, making themselves sick on something. It's just, hey, we're being true to that time period. We're not putting today into yesteryear. It's that was in, we're moving. Again, don't get all freaked out or whatever. You know, it's just, hey, we're doing right by that timer. You got issues now, say it, but right now we're good. Keep it moving.
Blaze says, are they going to refer to Morph, or have they referred to Morph as he and him? I think from kind of casually paying attention, it's always been Morph, but Morph is around them and they're not referring to Morph as someone who's not in the same vicinity as them, because the X-Men do seem to be all around each other. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think it works fine the way they're doing it, and no one should be upset. All right, let's see here. Blake says, some other reviewers said back then we didn't know what Morph was, but all throughout the show, the team called him. They did. That was for sure a thing. And I understand what you were saying about the 90s. Yeah. And you can't retroactively go, well, they were calling him they. And I'm so glad that they're not retroactively changing that to account for 2024 thinking. I thought that was a really good sign that they are aware of what they're doing. So that is just very cool. Baby Skid says, I like 97. It's awesome. It is. What do I think of the new trial? Yeah, which one? I'm going to assume you're talking about the Magneto Gambit Rogue. I mean, it's cool. I can finally talk about it. I think it's really interesting because, you know, Age of Apocalypse is something that, you know, they're not like bam, 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 but we're seeing some imagery from that. And I don't know if you noticed it from some of the covers, they're doing that. So thank you. And they are pulling that up there. And I think that's cool. That's fun. Those readers who remember it get it. Those who don't are just like, oh, what are they going to do here? So just that tease is really fun.
Yeah. I think after this last episode, they kind of, you understand the kind of where Morph is coming from. So I mean, me personally, I don't think that's where they're going to go with him. But,
well, personally, I'm going to speak for you, Jace. Don't think.
Right. Yeah. But I really, the good thing is, and I think that's why I like 97 a whole lot, I don't know where the big bad is, because they're using X-Men bad guys, where you can always have a bunch of bad guys. It's not it. You don't have to have a whole whole season stuck on one bad guy. You have a rogues gallery of bad guys you can use, especially for 22 episodes. You can get to it. If you want to go to an Apocalypse, you want to go to a Mrs. Sinister, you go to Friends, your Friends of Humanity, you got your, you have so many things to pull from. I mean, you got Captain America and, you know, when they're going to bring Schism out, you never know. I'm just messing with Jeff on Schism. Okay.
Schism is trash. Now, that was the real end of the X-Men. They decided to do that foolishness. 80s Kid says, Sinister is awesome. I hope he gets to be the villain in an MCU X-Men movie.
I think that would be cool.
It would if they would do him right. And I feel like an MCU, they could. I'm just really curious how they're going to bring the X-Men in there. And I think that's really important, because if it's our first time watching the X-Men as a team, like this is their origin, you shouldn't be the villain. But if the X-Men have been around, don't worry about it. We'll explain it through Secret Wars. It's all good.
I'm sure, but you could drop a Mr. Sinister kind of Joker reference in the movie. I mean, you could have a Nathaniel Essex line in it, almost a throwaway, but when you hear it, it's, oh, shoot, y'all mentioned Mr. Sinister in early movies, and then if you wanted to do it by the second or third, I think that would be cool.
James says, side note, there's a Chris Claremont book that started in 95 called Sovereign Seven. Seven had a character named Indigo that was referred to as androgynous, and the pronouns used were she, he. That's interesting.
The funny thing is, I always mention this because when we grew up, I was watching Robotech, and they had a guy, you know, dressed, a Lancer, you know, he performed as a female, but when he was fighting, he was a dude. It's never been that big a thing. I think it's more now overblown what it is. Like David Bowie was, oh, we don't know what, Ziggy Stardust is. So I think now, back then it was all, okay, do you. We're cool.
Lance Belmont.
That's who Indigo was?
I'm trying to remember.
That was Belmont. Lancer was Yellow Dancer.
Which season was he on?
Yes, he was on Scott's.
Okay. That's why I don't remember. It's like, who? Okay. T, do you remember? Did you watch Robotech?
You're on mute still.
You silenced Chief, Jace.
I know.
He refuses to speak any further. Or his dog is going to work. I don't know. Which of the two?
No. I think they went and laid down, man. No, I didn't watch Robotech. I remember Robotech, though. But I didn't watch it.
You for real didn't watch Robotech back in the day?
It didn't interest me.
Really?
Giant robots?
No. Weren't you 10 at one point?
Yeah, man. I had the Transformers for my robots. Robotech just didn't interest me. I had my other things that I watched at that time. Silverhawks. Battle for the Planets. Battle of the Planets. You know, things of that nature. Robotech just didn't... It didn't do it for me. It didn't ring my bell.
What I'm talking about, David. Man. I feel like you need to rewatch it, Chief. I mean, that was so far ahead of its time.
The Robotech?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jace, don't think that I won't drive over to your house, man. Keep judging me. Right. Right.
I think he's just going to lock the door.
I'm just saying.
Chief, where would that be playing right now? Like, where could you watch it?
Crunchyroll.
Nowhere, because I'm not going to watch it.
Wow.
You know
right after Daredevil Season 3?
Yeah, right after Daredevil Season 3. It's next on my list.
Okay. For anybody who never, besides Chief, who didn't watch this, Robotech hid so many adult themes into an action. I mean, a cartoon. It's not funny. It was. You didn't understand what you were seeing, and now watching it, I think I watched when they put it on. Oh gosh, Cartoon Network. When I was like in high school, I'm like, wait, y'all snuck all this in there, and we had no idea. I mean, and then you saw the more adult versions. I mean, like much more going to manga, where you're seeing people getting like heads burnt off. It was like, oh gosh, this is violent. I mean, masquerading as a kid show. It was great. I mean, it still holds up to me. I mean, I really wish they actually finished the book trilogy. I mean, the expanded stuff and made that into a cartoon, which they were trying to do. I'm not happy about the. I'm glad they keep trying to, oh, we're going to make a live action movie, and it always fails because they would fail miserably trying to make that into a movie.
Blake, man, I grew up in a hovel, man, in a hovel. It was eight of us in one room. And every time I went to Jeff's house, Jeff grew up in a 5,000 square foot house, man. He had him and his brother.
Don't forget the waterfall, the grotto.
It was a grotto back here.
They had a pool table down there, a liquor cabinet. Each one had their own rooms, their own bathrooms.
And you know six arcade cabinets, too.
And they would order pizza every night. Who orders pizza every night?
And this is when Domino's was good pizza, okay?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, listen, don't worry about that, man. Don't worry that you didn't see it. That wasn't for us. That was for the hoity-toities. The regular people, we didn't get to watch Robotech. That was a bit out of our way. You know what I mean? They were in the left ring, the left wing of the house.
Yeah,
watching that.
Again, I was watching that.
Hold on. James says Crunchyroll. I just finished watching the whole thing. James, you're right. Way ahead of his time. Jamlin says, if you ever want to check out Robotech without getting into the whole thing, just check out Macross the movie first. I don't know if I watched that. And Blake says, Amazon has Robotech season one, the Macross saga. Should I start there?
Yes.
Is that the beginning? Watch
it. You can't watch it. Yeah. You have to watch it in order. I mean, so if you don't... In high school, I watched it out of order, but I already had a background. I watched Scott seasons first, but then they'd say, hey, here's where it all starts. But it's way better to start with Rick Hunter, go from there. And
make sure you drink a oolong gray tea with your pinky out while you watch
it. Right? And, you know, for you not snobs, you will hate love triangles by the end of the show. But it's going to be so good. You're going to thoroughly enjoy it. Anybody who takes time, you will really enjoy it.
You got some oolong tea in there, Chief?
No, I don't drink. I can't afford oolong.
What's in the cup, Chief?
You know it's in that cup.
Kool-Aid flavored Kool-Aid?
My yak flavored yak. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
All right. I'm not quite sure if this is a warning or a threat. Henry Golding starred in something they slapped the word Snake Eyes and G.I. Joe on just to kind of fool us into thinking something. It's going to be a combination of what is coming, what has come, and what is to come, referring to a G.I. Joe sequel, one that could take part with Transformers.
Okay, you have been telling me G.I. Joe and Transformers have been great.
No. I was talking about the comic books.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. The fact that they're trying to do it, gosh, I don't know.
They're not going to do it well.
I mean, to me, there is a point I would think that would be a match made in heaven. But it's going to cost too much money. You can get the action.
Michael Bay did this stuff years ago.
It cost too much money. He couldn't even actually make Transformers with their faces. Like,
his Transformers had more detail than they needed. It was like, we don't need to see every panel and every gear. They could do this. They just needed somebody else to do it. Hmm. Oh, please be a good G.I. Joe franchise. Please, third time's a charm. No, 80s, I watched G.I. Joe Retaliation last week. Retaliation feels like a G.I. Joe movie that's struggling to come out. because it is so close on so many levels. They have the great cool vehicles. They've got a ninja fight in the mountains. That's great.
Zartan.
But they just slacked off. Zartan. I mean, Zartan is not really Zartan, but he's great because Jonathan Pryce is awesome. They got Firefly pretty much right. Storm Shadow, at least for the first half, really great. But I felt like they weren't quite sure how much they wanted to commit to actually doing a Jaja movie. They have Flint without a beret. That's super easy. Lady J just wears a green military tog outfit. Again, not hard. Flint wears a black shirt and camo pants.
Flint's not afraid of talking to women.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That bothered me. Cobra stuff was great, except for the jokes. Yeah, Cobra was pretty solid. Cobra Commander was cool. It's just like they didn't understand, and then making Roadblock the leader because it's The Rock. Like, eh. I'm a huge fan of The Rock, but you've got Flint right there. It's just that one had Walton Goggins. He was fine for whatever he was doing. They could have made him a Cobra. He was kind of fun. It's just, I don't know. It could have been better. And every time I watch it in the, do I need to keep this in my collection? I go, yeah. But man, they could have made this better. But I don't feel like the current crew can figure out how to make it better. I am available for script consultation on G.I. Joe.
For a price. But no, I mean, the problem is, with G.I. Joe, I think this is why Retaliation gets it as far as you can go, because you have to make Cobra a really big threat. In the cartoon, it's okay because you don't have to have a life or you have a threat of life or death. But in a movie, you actually have to follow through on it. And I think when they're destroying all the things in Retaliation, it's, oh, wow, Cobra's this big threat. But you're like, wait, how can we actually rebuild? And we have to do the real life logistics behind it. So we can't really commit to them and go there. Because there's no way this three-person Joe team is really going to beat this army of Cobra. That wouldn't happen. But
no, he has become a very great threat. Ryan says, what's up, Ryan Daly? Yes, Walton Goggins is more menacing and interesting than any Cobra villain in the movie. Not Firefly? Not Zartan? Even though he's not at all just like Zartan. Cobra Commander? Well, I thought was cool, too. Just, I don't know why they had Xandar name reference, but looking nothing like Xandar.
Wait, what's
Channing Tatum did not want to be in that series, 80s kid. That's why. He begged and pleaded, basically, not to appear in the sequel because they butchered G.I. Joe in the first one. And he didn't want to come back. But they're like, we've got this contract with your name on it, so you're going to be in our movie. He was like, well, kill me off. And that's what they did.
I mean, Stalker was Marlon Wayans. Like, come on. I mean, that was when they were
in good for it.
I'm sorry. When they were, oh, that's right, because they didn't want to have him be Stalker. When they were doing cast announcements from that first G.I. Joe, it was like, hey, let's show Leah, let's show Baroness, and let's show Scarlet. And we'll show Snake Eyes. And that should hook you. You won't ask too many more questions after that. And it was, oh, okay. Then you saw that trailer, like, maybe, and then you watch a movie, it's like, oh no, bad call.
It's all black outfits that doom things. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I had an assignment for you all based on last week's episode, and that assignment, excuse me, jeez, was, what are your favorite movie taglines of all time?
Okay.
So do you have your list together and ready to go? I had some examples in the that would work. What would work?
I was responding to 80s when he said, okay, pretend you're making the Top Gun movies, to switch it out. Okay. Instead of saying the enemy, you actually say Cobra, like in Maverick. The enemy is doing something. Cobra. Ah, yes, Cobra. Got it. We got it. Cobra's doing it. We got him, Maverick. Duke's got it.
We got him. All right, Chief. You got any taglines?
From the director of Animal House, a different kind of animal.
What's that one?
American Werewolf in London.
Nice. Okay. You want to do it that way when we try to guess? Okay.
I like that. Okay.
Right, here's an easy one. In space, no one can hear you scream.
Alien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Chuck. I don't know those werewolf movies. That's Chase's thing. He's the horror expert here.
Yeah. Okay.
What you got?
Okay. All right. If Nancy doesn't wake up screaming, she won't wake up at all.
Nice. Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right.
I lost a little cred on the American Werewolf. I mean, it's very possible that I'm going to lose a lot of cred on this. But, you know, it's okay.
We're going to try it.
And now we know Nightmare. And no one is half the battle. All right. Here's one from this big list of movie taglines that I love. The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
Ah, yes. All right. 40-year-old version.
Yes. That's clever.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Chief, what else you got?
Man is the warmest place to hide.
The Thing.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Let me go. Okay. Jeff, you may get this one. So, all right. Some memories.
I'm losing more credit. I may be in a deficit here.
Okay. Some memories are best forgotten.
Memento?
Yes.
Great. Did you see Memento, Chief?
Mm-hmm.
Love that one. It's been just long enough that I could probably watch it and not remember everything.
Yeah, I think that was Guy Pearce when he's a lead on the movies. You're usually like, okay, this should be pretty solid.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he should be a bigger star, and I also feel like he needed a better MCU role. He's fine as Alvin, but man, they could have made him like one of the top ones instead of wasting him in Iron Man 3.
What you got, bro?
Oh, it's my time, man?
Yeah. All right.
There's something about your first piece.
American Pie.
Yes.
That was a good one. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, somewhere in space, this may all be happening right now.
Spaceballs.
Ryan's got you covered with one. Somehow, Palpatine. Rise of Skywalker.
Woo!
All right, Snake Eyes says, welcome to the next level.
Ooh, okay. I don't know that.
All right, Snake Eyes, you're going to have to help us out on that one.
Yeah.
All right, Chief, this one's easy for you. Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas.
Okay. Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned this. I thought you mentioned this last week.
I mentioned it last week?
Yeah.
Trapped in time, surrounded by evil. Low on gas.
It's got a chainsaw.
Oh, Evil Dead?
Yeah.
Part 2.
Army of Darkness.
Yes. Army of Darkness. Yeah, that's the part 2 one. Right? Army of Darkness part 2.
Sonic 2 was that Welcome to the Next Level.
Okay.
And he said, nope. It was in the very first Star Wars 76 teaser.
Oh. Huh. Okay. All right.
Now, this one might be tricky. The true story of a real fake.
The big hand Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder?
You got Tom correct, not Cruise though. He's on the chase.
A true story. What was it again? True story of what?
Of a real fake.
That's Catch Me If You Can.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, that's good. That's a good one.
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
What about FaZe? Yes. What up, Keith?
What's going on?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss three bucks goodbye.
Now, I don't know. Now. It's another one.
Salvation Army? What is that?
All right, Blake. Got to help us out. Got to call a friend. What is it, Blake? Hey, you guys? Is that a tagline?
Goonies!
That... Well, I mean, that was in the poster?
Yeah, that's just where we... It's not using a movie quote. It's kind of that underneath the first poster.
That was actually in it?
Goonies?
Hey, you guys on the movie poster?
No, I don't think so. I think Goonies would have been... Gosh, what would Goonies have been? Goonies Never Die, maybe, but... Yeah.
Okay. Here's one. One man's struggle to take it easy.
Ferris Bueller.
There you go.
And the only reason why I know Yvette's in that movie.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Hardware Wars. It was kind of a trick. Not many people have seen it.
Okay.
We did get us one now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go with an easy one. Check in. Relax. Take a shower.
The
Psycho?
Yep.
What you got now, Chief?
I'm looking at my poster over here. Don't Set Him Off.
It's American Psycho? Demolition Man.
No, man. Who would, out of all the people you know, who you wouldn't want to set off? Who don't you want coming after you?
Queen Latifah?
You definitely not, but if it wasn't Queen Latifah, who would you hate trying to kill you?
Jason?
Dead presidents.
John Wick.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. All right, here we go. Whoever wins, we lose.
Alien versus Predator.
Nice. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was great. Even a hitman deserves a second shot.
I actually own this movie, so this is Gross Point Blank.
There you go.
Okay. I whisper in the sun. Yeah. Okay. Another easy one. You'll believe a man can fly.
Superman.
Exactly. Always a good one.
How to get the inflection right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a good one. If you only see one movie this year, you need to get out more often.
Oh, that's one of them slapstick ones. Leslie, what you call it?
That's what it is.
Make a gun.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Hot Shots. That's a good one. All right, here's another phone. Houston, we have a problem.
It's Apollo 13, ain't it?
That is correct.
Here's one that we can all relate to. Work sucks.
Dirty Works.
Some kind of office workspace.
Office Space, probably.
Eight cops, not one clue.
I'd say Police Academy.
Is it Police Academy? Because it sounds like some Police Academy shit.
Is that right, Jay Willie? Yes.
Yeah.
Eight cops, not one clue.
All right, those Police Academies, man, that Blue Oyster, man. My man used to go there all the time. They used to set him up. Mahoney! Oh, okay, Reno 911, the movie. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Yeah, man, I used to love me some Police Academy, man.
Yeah. Those are funny, too. How about We Are Not Alone?
Something of a different kind.
Close Encounters?
Close Encounters of the third kind.
Oh, yeah. No. My mind is going. I can only remember half things now.
Well, I got one for you. All right.
Oh, you did? Game. That's cool. You did the Reno one. Very cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. For Chief only. One rule, one ring to rule them all.
That's that thing we watched with the Gandalfs, gray and white. What the hell was the name of it? Something about what was it?
It was Battle. Three of them.
Yeah, it was for the ring. My precious. Gosh damn it! I can see the movie. I can see the damn boy with the big.
We feet. Saw you see the movie.
Lord of the Rings, something, right? Lord of the Rings trilogy. Hey, Blake, go ahead, man. Go ahead, because y'all got quiet last week when Javon came for y'all. Everybody got quiet in the chat. Everybody got quiet in the chat. Now y'all going at me. Everybody was like, everybody stooped down at home like this. You know what I mean? Lord of the Rings. Come on, Keith. I can't remember the names of these things, man.
Okay.
I'm almost 50 years old, man. Oh, that's Mario Brothers.
Yep.
Super.
Yep. Super. Mario. Okay. All right. Good one. Part man, part machine. Robocop. All cop. Spotted that away. Robocop.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Bride of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery, the suspense, the adventure, the call, the start.
Adventures of Babysitting.
I was going to say.
I don't know if that is, but that's what it reminds me of.
That's what I would have called it, too.
Ryan says, this time, it's war.
Two.
Part deuce.
Aliens. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. And Chief, Jayla says, it was business as usual last week for me and Blake.
Oh.
BT. Phone home. Okay.
This way.
Oh, okay.
Our families is our fortress.
What movie that turned into, what video game that turned into a movie? Our families is our fortress. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows, man? It might be those driving people.
Let us know, Snake Eyes. All right, here's one. You don't get to 500 million friends without making a few enemies. That was classic.
The Social Network.
Oh, Avatar, Way of Water. Okay.
Okay.
Fear can hold you prisoner. Hope can set you free.
Which one's that?
Oh, Chief, you know that one. That's one of your movies.
Oh, that's Green Lantern. I don't know. What is it?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, Shawshank? Yeah, you know what? Shawshank was a good movie, man. I still cry when I see the old man get out.
Okay. All right. This one might stump some folks. All right. The end is nigh. Mankind has an expiration date. Survive this.
Oh, yeah. 4th of July thing.
Nope.
It wasn't Independence Day?
Mm-mm.
what happened?
I don't know. I was just trying to figure it out. Because I was with you, and I was like, oh.
Survive this. Mankind has an expiration date. It's, and I know that. I know that.
Not Armageddon.
It's not Armageddon.
Ugh.
All right. Okay. It's actually the most everything you could ever want in a movie or see in a movie. Doomsday.
Oh. Hey, actually, have you seen Doomsday?
That's what's my girl name from
Rona Mitra.
Yeah. Rona Mitra, yeah. That was a wild movie with the train.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a wild joint, bro.
It's like, hey, why is there a Bentley coming out? Because it is, okay.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Dude, our budget had 350 left to go, okay?
That's definitely it.
Oh yeah. Yes.
You ain't gotta put the name in there. Oh, you worked on Doomsday? Which one, dude?
Oh my God.
I feel like I've seen several posters for that. I have that in my collection. And I love Doomsday for all of its ridiculousness. It's nice.
Choose
any of your designs. Well, send it. Do you still have them? I'd love to see what you came up with for it.
Doomsday is, if you want something in a movie, it's there. Just gotta wait for it. Don't you worry. It's there. Wait, where did we come from? Wait, why are we fighting a biker gang? What's going on?
Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Just go along for the ride. How about, here's one. Here comes the bride.
Bridesmaids? No.
I've killed a heck of a lot of people.
Oh! Kill Bill.
Yes. Mickey Rowe, mistletoe can be deadly if you eat it.
Batman 2.
Batman Returns. Runaway Bride. Now that probably would have been a good one for that one too, yeah. But that actually makes sense for that, actually. But yeah, love that one. All right. Here you go, Chief. Reality is a thing of the past.
Reality is a thing of the past. The Matrix.
Yes. And me with no utensils here.
Mm. Okay. All right. Easy one. Live, die, repeat.
Oh, Tom Cruise. That was a good movie, too.
Great movie. You're only blunt.
I'll give you that.
All right. Oops. When he said I do, he never said what he did.
Ha. I'll be back. That's Schwarzenegger. True Lies, man.
True Lies.
Yes, sir.
That was my joint, man. I love that movie. Him and Tom Arnold, man.
It was great.
I used to binge watch that movie, rewind it, and then watch it back again.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. Oh, gosh. That sounds like fun.
Like, nothing in the world has prepared you for this.
Street Fighter. Or The Legend of Chun-Li.
Hey. Oh, is that The Legend of Chun-Li?
I don't know. I'm waiting to see what Snake Eye says. Jamlyn Park says, there's everything you've ever known about adventure, and then there's...
Oh, I don't know. I'm a blank on that one. And Blake, that is correct.
Yes. Snake Eye's Jamlyn, we need help.
Yeah.
We're phoning our friends.
All right.
Here they grow again.
Gremlins, ain't that?
Yeah, yep. Number two.
Okay. This one might stump some people. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Mm. Dang, what could that be?
I think one now.
I'm gonna go with Star Wars.
How did you get that one?
Random.
Who put these snakes on this... Plane.
Yeah. All right. Jamlyn.
Mortal Kombat 2020.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then The Abyss was Jamlyn's. Thank you.
Okay. Jamlyn, how is The Abyss? I never saw it, but is it worth watching?
I think The Abyss was okay.
Okay.
I think The Abyss was okay, man.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the special effects are going to look a little dated, but I never saw it, but it's. I think it came up on, I think, my Prime. I'm like, you know what? I might want to watch a James Cameron movie that I've never seen. That might be fun.
Yeah, you might want to enjoy those commercials in the middle of it.
Me pressing mute.
That's me all day long. And I don't look up. So whatever it is they're trying to sell me, they don't.
Right.
Last one. Okay. Jaywin says The Abyss is good. Slow burn, but good suspense. Nice. Okay. All right. This one should be easy. It's just going to be a matter of who can react the quickest. But first, I have a question for you. Why so serious?
Oh, no. Why so serious?
The Dark Knight.
Ryan says The Abyss is great. It's worth watching a longer director's cut, but it definitely feels long at times.
Okay.
All right, well, gentlemen, I'm not going to put myself in this category because of my bracket, but it is now that time of the week, that very special time of the week. Who are your nominees for Dummies of the Week?
I think this is an easy one for all of us who filled out a March Madness bracket. All of us who had Kentucky in the Final Four.
This guy.
Even against my team, I'm going to take a Final Four.
Jamie, so, what's this one?
Huh?
What's this one? Journey That Begins, where everything
is. Is that the one? That's James Franco and that crew. No, it was the one where the movie where they're all basically locked in a house where everyone's, the world is ending. The end is near or something.
Not that one. The Bible. I rewatched that and it held up pretty well for me.
Black Hole?
That guy says easy me because I need a dentist and they were closed today.
Okay.
I'm gonna nominate Sean Puff Daddy Combs. I mean, there's just literally at some point you have to go, you know what? I haven't gotten caught yet. Let's not get caught. Let's not do anything else to get caught. I was telling my dog the other day, there's no way I would have been a celebrity. Or I could be a celebrity. Because I'd be like, I'd cash out the chips and be like, cool, I'm good. I'm done. And for Puffy's point in his career, when he should have cashed in the chips, said, here, look, I'm never going to beat this hand. Is when he was at the Grammys with J-Lo. He should have been like, I'm good. There'd have been no Ben Affleck drama, no Geely, because been done. Sorry. But this guy, wow.
I mean,
half of these allegations are true. It kind of seems like when the feds come to your house,
it's not looking good. Now, for Puff, it was all right, bad boy for life. All right. I'm not getting to this next round of talent. Not making a reality show. I'm good. I'm quiet CEO over here. I'm hanging, you know, it's, I don't do anything and I have enough money to say I'm good. And
even if you were like, you know what, I'm not good. The other point where they're, you know, like how you watch The Briefcase Show. Of course, who wants to be, no, that's not it, is it? Shoot. The Billionaire Show. The Briefcase. Oh man, Howard Mandel. Why am I?
You talking about Million Dollar?
How to be a millionaire? Something to be a millionaire.
And whatever millionaire show.
Yeah.
There are briefcases. There was the $1 million, and then there were the other ones.
There was a dollar.
His next lower amount, the $750,000, was Cassie. And he said, "Let me keep it rolling." And I'm like, "Dude, you owe money now. What are you even doing?"
I mean. Yeah, it's like, I'm going to still stay relevant. Yeah, I'm going to stick with this young Miami. Back off. Yeah, hey. And 80s, I'm sorry, it's Kentuckian. That couldn't have been fun to see. Bad. You son of
Chief, who's your nominee, sir?
I was going to pick Puff, man.
Or you can add on. I'm sure I didn't say everything.
You can pile on, trust me.
It's coming. Yeah. Take that.
He told us he wouldn't stop, so
yeah, he won't stop, man. He's a wild dude. In the midst of all this, he still gets caught with his man who got coke on him. Like,
technically,
you know, looking for you, and you and your man show up to the plane, and he's got coke on him. Like, what was you thinking about? Hey, man, listen, we're going to go take this flight, man. Get up out of here. Hey, you still got the coke? All right, yeah, let's bring it. Let's go. Puff is out of his mind, man.
Yeah. I mean, when you're flying private, you don't expect to get searched, but when they raid your house, assume they're coming for you.
They're coming, man. I don't understand why. Don't understand why he... Why he moves like that. People want so badly to stay relevant, man. And, you know, they do whatever, man. And Puff just, he can't stop, he won't stop, man. You know, I mean, hell, he can do this every weekend. Is that all right with you? Yeah, keep banging. You know what I mean? you're right. So you're like, you know, Puff, man. It's just some wild stuff, man. And it's funny because I don't know if you listen to his old bodyguard, Gene. Well, if you go on YouTube, you can look up Gene, man, and it's Puff's old bodyguard. And I remember Gene would be telling these stories, and I remember thinking, no way that's true. And then throughout all this crazy stuff going on with Puff, I was like, you know what? Gene probably over here telling the damn truth.
I mean, here's what's stupider. If you know somebody has all this dirt on you, A, you make them sign an NDA, you cash them out. Okay, it's time. You're leaving? Okay, here's our settlement. We're done here, all right? We're good, right? Okay. There's no Gene YouTube. Gene has $10 million sitting in his house. Like, there's no Gene stories.
Cannot fire a dude who knows that much about you. Gene, you no longer look. You've gotten old. We know you're no longer any good at being a bodyguard, but I'm gonna still continue to pay you. Why don't you? You know what I mean?
It's $50,000 a month. Here you go. Chill
at
out.
At some point, man. Like, yo, what are you thinking about, man? And Gene's stories, like Puff lived a wild, wild life. And if you listen to anybody, they're like, man, listen, you got to leave a Puff party about 1 o'clock.
When Uncle Luke says I left early, that's just telling you everything you need to know.
When Luke goes, this is too much for me,
man.
Everyone needs to stop and go, wait, what's going down?
What choice am I about to make in my life?
He said he was at a party and he opened up the door and he's like, what's the Ogilvy? And you gotta believe now he was at a Puff party. He was at a Puff party, man, just walking through the joint, just, oh, man. And this has been going on since the 90s.
Hey, honestly, now it's now, unfortunately, any one of those wild stories now is like, want to do some damage control right now.
Man.
Absolutely not.
Come out and play. Yeah, all right. You want them bad boys to come out and play, all right.
Again, if you know you're doing such wild stuff, it is NDAs at the door, phones at the door. This is if you want to live Hugh Hefner life in a modern society, it's sign it, phones here, and we will scan you and wand you. I don't care what you're wearing. Then you can get through the door. Otherwise, not a chance.
Hey, Puff, man, I couldn't get you the girl you like. But this Donald the Doorman, we could probably convince him to come up. Oh, the Doorman? Let's send him up. Like, Puff just didn't care, man. Donald the Doorman? I'm like, Puff, man, you a wild boy. Puff just didn't care. He's going through them all. You know what I mean? You know?
I took my pill. I got to use my pill, okay?
Yeah, like, Hey, you, what are you doing right now? Come on.
Come on. Take that.
You know what I mean?
Wow. This is nothing compared to what is really going on with these celebrities and politicians. I bet these people are doing some very evil stuff. Yeah, man. This is
wow. You can't imagine what they do, man.
Man.
Yeah.
It's just wild stuff. Fantasy Island indeed. So crazy stuff. But hopefully my bracket will return to some semblance of normal.
Your college bracket?
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you something, man.
Please.
I've been losing my shirt betting. You know what I mean? I'm surprised I'm not just on here talking to you shirt off, nipples out. You know what I mean? I bet favorites. The favorite might be -6,000. So if you bet, like if you got $10, you bet like a -6,000. That's the only bet you made. You might make 27 cents off of it, right? Because they don't pay you for all the minuses, you lose money. Mm-hmm. Man, I wake up the next morning and I'm like, yeah, let me go look. It's probably 400 or 500 in my account waiting for me. That joint be saying 0.00. And then I'll look. And bro, the other day I picked all favorites, right? And I went and I picked them by a large margin because I pick a long parlay on them. You know what I mean? Like some of my parlays be so long, the payout is like $900,000. So I'll look, but I only put a dollar up. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay. So I'll look and all the teams that I picked to win lost by 2. Every one of them, 2 points. I see
what they were doing.
They were shaving. Whoever at this point, I have to believe they are shaving points. And if I keep losing my shirt, I'm gonna find out some of these refs' names, and I'm going to whoop some ass. I'm talking about 30 seconds of fury on these refs. I'm gonna find out who they are, and I'm like, yo, man, how's that possible? How's that possible? Listen, man, I do parlays with the players. I do everything, bro. I mix it up. It's sexy in there. But whatever I do, let me tell you, man, the bet people got something different. I think they be looking at my sheet and like, what he put in there? And then, okay, this is what Chief did. All right, we're going to go and we're going to change this up. The Buffalo Sabres were favored tonight. So I picked Seattle, money line, Seattle wins. Seton Hall, money line, Seton Hall wins. Buffalo Sabres at home favorite. These Bama's lose like 5-2. I got Utah, money line. I'm talking about, bro. I mean, they just be doing whatever they want to do, man. They don't even care about me and my family, man. I got kids, man.
Did you not have
kids? But if I had kids, they wouldn't be eating, bro. They wouldn't be
eating. If I had them, they would be fine. They wouldn't be eating. Right.
Let me tell you something, man. So look at it tonight. Tonight I got, for your information, I got Jalen Bronson over 6.5 assists, right? So he hit it.
Okay.
DeJounte Murray, right? I needed him to score 20 points. He scored 28, so he's hit it. Jaden McDaniels, over 3.5 alternate rebounds, right? Mm-hmm. Now, he's got 3. It's the third quarter, he's got 3. So, let's see here. Miles Turner, he's to score 15 points. He's got 9, and it's the third quarter now. Desmond Bain, right? He's to score 15 points. He scored 15 points, right? Victor, hey Blake. Hey Blake, you don't know how serious that may be. And maybe the next show, I might be sitting with Chief because I no longer have my house. So, you know what, man? We might be sitting together. You were like, "What's Chief doing over there with Jeff?" We just sit
collaboration.
Oh man, I can't take him out. The bet been made. So look, the ref gonna make it happen, man.
The rest go to ref. It was still the one where he had one where all it took was Steph to score 20 points and he had 18 and they took him out of the game.
Yeah, they pulled him out. I'm just, bro. You have no idea how bad I'll be losing on these joints, man.
Gotcha.
Ooh, that's 19 on the parlay. Ooh, sorry. He's out.
That's a little too close for our liking.
Yeah, 6-2. That's what they ended up losing. 6-2, the Buffalo Sabres at home against the Ottawa Senators. Hey, how? They scored five goals in the first half, in the first quarter. Was there a goalie there? Was there a goalie? Listen, don't play because I am about to start a GoFundMe. And if I don't see your name first in the GoFundMe, it's gonna be a problem, Blake. You know what I mean? I'm out here. I'm hurting, man. I'm hurting. You know what I had for dinner tonight? Ramen noodles, man.
I think these are also lies.
Ramen noodles. Jeff, you was on the phone when I said I got to go get some not working brats to cut up into the noodles. So, yeah.
Had a nice soup.
Basically. And it's going to be a nice soup for the next 3 days. Listen, man, and I hope my car takes. I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
Jalen says, "Chief, don't bet on sports. Bet on yourself, man. You're enough. And Chief, you're Chief enough."
That sounds like what people say to losers. You think I'm a loser, Jalen? You think I'm a loser? You know what I mean? Are you telling me I'm pretty on the inside?
Man, you pay for your own Netflix, though.
You're attractive on the inside. You know what I mean? That's what I thought was happening right now. You're attractive on the inside. You know what I mean? Man, I don't know why they call you ugly. You got such a beautiful spirit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, all right. You know what I mean? Right, exactly. Hit me with the, you can bet on yourself. You're enough, Chief. So now I got to go to bed knowing I'm ugly.
And you pay for your own Netflix.
Yeah, and I pay for my own Netflix. Thanks, Jamelin. Because you talented and shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I worked on that movie. I did the posters for this movie. Like, bro, we know you talented, man. Now he's like, let me just point the finger at those less talented. Chief. You're tough, Chief. Like, damn, bro. I can't grow. I know that. Yeah. Why you want to hurt me like that? I come out here on my own free time.
You know? Yeah, I really like your Willie Beeman on that that final game.
Yeah, there, yeah. He always takes the, what's the Cubs?
Steven Willie Beeman.
Yeah, man.
He needs the ladies.
Dude, man.
All right. Well, on that note, I don't think we can top that one. So, Chief, you had an important message for everyone, not about your loser status, but there was something else.
Hey, look, guys, if you enjoy the content we bring you, enjoy being here, man. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to tell other people to subscribe. Bring some followers to the page, man. We're trying to grow the page. We're trying to grow Lyle's Movie Files into something really big, man. And we need your help, man. So, like I said, like, share, subscribe, tell other people about it, man. And that's what I feel like. The like flag is going up, man. So we can keep bringing you content, man. We can keep coming out here watching movie nights and everything with you. So we really appreciate y'all. We appreciate your support, man. And don't forget about us when you talk to people, about the show, man. Don't forget to tell them to come on over and check it out.
I do, Blake. We got to keep bringing them over. I'll do it tomorrow, too. All right. Well, that said, fellas, thank you as always. Blake Tarpley, Jamelin Parks, David Thanos, James Green, 80s kid from the 90s, Afton Child, Snake Eyes, Ryan Daly, Keith Cooper, forget anybody?
80s iPhone.
It's not 80s.
Okay, Snake Eyes.
Mickey Rowe.
Oh, okay.
I think I got everybody. All right. Well, Why can't you super chat? Because
we can't afford it. We're trying to get subscribers.
You know, you have to get to a certain threshold to do the super chat. So we haven't quite gotten there yet. So let's do some giveaways. Hey, shoot me some ideas on that, Blake.
Next person to win next week's challenge, man. sending.
Only if you autograph it, Chief.
Charcoal. This is the charcoal. Got you smelling good. You want to lay, put your arm around your woman, let the taco meat hit her shoulder and her neck, and that taco meat smelling good? You want this right here. You want this right here, man. Let that taco meat out. Let it out. Let it out. So here we go. Next week's giveaway, man. Next week's giveaway. And just so you know, it's going to be, because this one is used. We got fresh bottles. And hey, you know what? I will send you a Giants hat, man. You bring some subscribers next week with you, I will send you an autographed Giants Chief hat, man. You know what I mean? Write it right up for you, man. And
you might need our legal disclaimer.
Not only a Giants Chief hat, a Dove's Man deodorant too, along with that Giants Chief hat. Both of them autographed. From all of us.
All right, well, fellas, thank y'all as always for rolling with us. We'll see you back over here tomorrow on Lyle's Figure Files, and of course next week on Lyle's Movie Files. If you got any nominations for our next movie watch along, hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, X, all that good stuff. For now, this episode of Lyle's Movie Files has been filed.